Okay. So Parshas Nitzavim is Rosh Hashanah and Hakel. The Gemara Shon Daf Lamed Aleph goes on to Rabbi Bo. Iskin Rabbi Bo Bikisri. The Gemara says in the Maskona that Rabbi Bo was mesakin in Kisri that you should blow Tashat, Tarat, and Tashrat. And the Gemara says because of Sofek. It's a Sofek if he's Tarat, what is exactly true? So we know the Machlokes Rishonim, the Rosh there in Roshon, the Flamed Aleph calls Rav HaGaon, the death of HaGaon, how is it possible that people didn't know what Tkiah Shofar was? And Rav HaGaon answers, no, Tkiah Shofar was Trua. And Trua means any kind of crime. But what happened was there were different Kitas, meaning there were different groups. One had Shvarim, one had Trua, and Shvarim Trua. And therefore, in order not to create a Pilug, like some kind of a split in Klal Yisrael, Rav HaGaon was Mesakin to blow all of them. Okay, Nashita Saramba means Mashma in the Shofar. The attack was a Sofek, that to be Roiva's Manim in the Tzores was forgotten what's exactly true, and therefore Rabbi Bo was Mesakin that we do all of them to be Yoitze Kol HaSfikas. But the Rambam writes, therefore you have to blow all of them, and the Rambam says, and you have therefore to blow Shloishim Koilas. So Bioshaber and Harikerim asks, why does he have to say blow Shloishim Koilas minis klor? Meaning you add it. Why does he have to say Shloishim Koilas at the end? So Rabbi Yoshaber says, the question is like this. Chazal or Besake that you have to blow now all the sfeikas, all the different possibilities, Tarat, Tashrat, and Tashrat. Now, the question is Mashra that you could blow, you blew each one mitzad sofek, because only one set is right. Or it could be that once Chazal or Mesakin to blow all of them, Midrabanan, all of them have the din vaday. So you have to blow Shloishim Koiles Betoiras Vaday, not Betoiras Sofek. So the Beishaber says that is Muchach. We know that Tois is a Shaila. We know that you have to blow the 30 Koiles. Tois is a Kasha. Why the last key of Tashat cannot be the first key of Tarat, like the person make a Tnai. If Tashat is right, so that's the end key of Tashat, Tarat doesn't exist. And if Tarat is right, let this be the first key of Tarat, meaning why do you have to go ahead and have so many keys? So Tosfos says, they were not Mesake, they did not think that this should be right. So said, even though they didn't think that this should be the way to be, they did not want to be Mesake, that one key should work for both storim. So Beishaber explains why not. So the word is because Chazal or Mesakin Abiturah's Vada, you have 30 koilas. If you have Abiturah's Vada to the 30 koilas, you need one tkiah for each one of them. Therefore, you need a special tkiah for each one of them, and you cannot share the tkiah. With that, this will explain also Alochoshchonoruch is that you have to be careful not to make the tkiah, the shvorim, the size of three trumitim, according to Rashi, which is the size of the tkiah by Tashat. By Tarat. Now the question is, everybody asks, if the Mishavura quotes already, in a second, by Tashat, the tkiah is 6 trumitin. Why? Because each one is 2, so this 3 times 2 is 6. Only by Tarat the tkiah is the size 3. So why can't you do the Shvorim, the size of 3? Because that key of that Seder is only 6, not 3. So why does it say that you have to do not less than 3? So the answer is very simple. Because once Chazal or Mesakin Tashat and Tarat, so each one of them is now Batakonas Vaday. If it's a Tonkonas Vaday, you cannot blow a Shvorim, which is the side of the key of Tarat, because it's not Betzorah Sofek. Now that we could play also to Shita Sarif. Shita Sarif is that you blow Tarat, Tashat on one, Tarat on one, normal Chizuchrin Zeshefor, as you blow Tashat on Malchus and Tarat on Zichroinus, and by Shofres you brought Tashrat. The question is, the Rishonim already asked, one second, you might not be blowing the right Seder. But the fourth is because all of them have Din Vaday, and therefore in each one of them, you blow Tkiah D'Rabbanan, and that's enough. So the question is, why Chazal or Mesake ordered Tkiah B'Toras Vaday? Bishlam according to Shita Sagioinim, the HaGaon makes sense because all of them at Kiyah are right. Only did it, but according to Shita Sarambam, which Masha Sarif, that's a Sofek which one is right. By every Sofek, you are Machmir, Sofek Drasel Chumr, but to do them, Betoiras Vaday, why? And also, why does the Gemara say Iskin of a bowl be Kisri? Why Dafka be Kisri? What does Kisri have to do with anything? Okay, that's number one. Now, this year is the Shnas Hakel. So we have to go a little bit into Hakel. You know, into the Hakel, the one who has to read is the Melech. The mitzvos is Melech. The Apostle says, like this, says the Apostle, ויצב מוישה איסם למור ביקש שבשון עם מוישה עשה שמית בחג הסוכה אז בבוא כל יסוד לרועס הקל לסעם אנוש נתרה למען ישבו למען נימרו and the פוסק says תקרס התויר הזו is נגד כל ישראל בוזניהם you read תקרה now the תקרס התויר הזו is who is the תקרה going on so the Rambam writes והמלך with Rambam in Peregimel, of Ilkhus Chagiga, right, Ve'hamelech hu ha-koyre. Mashmah, that happens to be that the Melech was the one who read it, but it's Mashmah that that's a happenstance. It's not that there's a chiyuv on the Melech. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah in Soita calls Parshas Hakel Parshas HaMelech, because the Melech was the one who read it. The Rambam says, only Ve'hamelech hu ha-koyre. It's Mashmah that's not a chiyuv specifically on the Melech. Now, Mechatesi should be the Melech. So this is a machloikis. The Pharisees all says is a din de rabbanan because you wanted the most chosh of a person to inspire the people. if you look at Toisiontes says because the Torah is talking to Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling you, he says oisom, right? It says veisav. וכתוב מוישה ויתנה לכהן ויצב מוישה אויסם למויר the apostle continued begin he says ויקרא מוישה ליהושע ויאמר לו חזק ואמץ and הקדוש ברוך הוא מצב אויסם מוישה and יהושע had also din melech and מוישה had din melech and therefore it's a din melech because they are the ones who are supposed to read the Netziv in Emek Dover says is because if you look in the Pasuk first it goes Beloshon Rabim Hakel Lesa'am V'yoru V'shomru Lasois V'yitzave Oysom Lemoyer but when he says to read he says Tikra he says one person individual he says Miyuchad he's the one has to be the Melech now the Yireim quotes and he says we learned this from Divrei Nevi'im because Yoshiyahu says that he found the Torah he found Sefer Dvorim and he read it in Hakel. So you see that there's a din on Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Okay, those are the various shitas. Now the question is, what happens if you have no Melech? Or before the time of Shaul? What did they do? So Zobin Chaschinuch, the svara is that the Godel will be the one reading. Now, if you read this other Rabbanan, that makes sense. Now the question is there a din Melech or not from all the Mekoyres? So the Reim is mashma that that's a mitzvah on the Melech. It's two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is the tzibur, or the mitzvah's hakel, and there's a mitzvah on the Melech. And the chinuch is also mashma. It's a din on the Melech. So the Adere says the machloik is Rashi and Meiri. The Gemara says in Saita that what you do, you go ahead and you skip in various places in Sefer Dvorim. That's what you do in Parshas Hakel. So Rashi already asks, 1 second, how can you skip? You're not allowed to skip more than how long it takes for the Meturgeman, Atochki the Meturgeman. So Rashi says, because there is no Meturgeman. The Melech doesn't have a Meturgeman, that's why this Parshas HaMelech. It's Machloik is what Rashi means, the Melech never has a Meturgeman, or could be Parshas HaMelech that it says doesn't have, because it has to be in Hebrew, there is no Meturgeman. So the word is, if there's no miturgeman, so the only time there is a tircha de tzibura is if the tzibur, there is a miturgeman, and the miturgeman stops and people are waiting for. But if there's no miturgeman and people have to wait, then there's no problem. The Miri says just the opposite. If there's no miturgeman, you can't even skip anything. He says, must be because the melech, the fact is that the tircha de tzibura, we don't care when the melech is reading. And the posh pshat is because there's a mitzvah soim tasim alecha melech shedei mos alecha the melech is the mitzvah de chashivu samelucha you allow him to be mafsik says that there you see the machlokes Rashi doesn't say the word of melech because Rashi believes that not only a melech can read posh samelech anybody who is choshuv a kohen gadol and by a kohen gadol the locha is the gemara in Yuma that the kohen gadol had to read baal peh the parsha of Achrei Mois. Why? Because he had to skip it, and he can't skip it. So he see beferush that Rashi Shita therefore has to say the Tafka he allowed to skip because there's no Meturgman, because he holds it not only the Melech, but Sheinkin Shitas. How watch a quote? The Shitas Hameiri is the Dafka the Melech. Now, if it's Dafka the Melech, what's the mitzvah? Why Dafka Melech? Why is this a mitzvah? According to the Rami, that's a separate mitzvah on the Melech. Why is mitzvah some mitzvah of Malchus has anything to do with Hakel? That's question number two. And the question number three is the pasuk says that you bring Hanoshim, Hanoshim, Vataf. So the Gemara says in Chagiga Dav Gimel that Rabbi Yeshua asked a few of the Tanoim any Chiddush in the Beis Medrash, and they said, yes, or Shabbos, Shabbos, Ben Azariah. And they said, if Hanoshim boim lilmois, Hanoshim bo lishmo taf lama boim, kidei liten schar limiviehem. And he says, you had a Margonis Toiva, they didn't want to tell him right away, so but he had to force them to say. So he says, you had a Margonis Toiva, if you big shoe level many, you wanted to hide such a beautiful idea from me? Nan Meshach Chochma says, why was he so inspired by this? Because Rabbi Yeshua's mother herself did that for him, that she took him when he was a little child to listen, the Gemara Yerushalmi says. But be as it may, that's what it says. Now the question is, the Pasuk says, Vayetegu bnei amasher lo yodu velolomdu, yiru velomdu, ishmu velomdu. The Pasuk says, beferush, why you take children? What's the Gemara's kasha? The Pasuk says, ubneihem asher lo yodu ishmu velomdu liyiras Hashem. So one second. So what's the pshat? The Gemara asks, why you bring them? Ditis chalem ivyeim. So the shitas amashoy is because the Pasuk, the first Pasuk talks about taf. He talks even about little children. And that's like the shitas. I mean, Chaschim says that any child, which is even less than, as long as he's not a Nefel, you bring him to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash had every child and everybody together. The Pasuk says, but the Bnei HaMashel Lo Yodu, the children who can understand, but they don't have Das, because they're Gia L'chinuch, but they're Ketanim, they will learn. And that's the Gemara is asking. If you bring children, that they at least are able to understand that the Pasuk says makes sense. By why do you bring little tiny children? And that the Pasuk says, that's what the Gemara says in Chagiga. That's what the Gemara means. Meaning, how early and how young are the children that you bring? That's a machloikas. Meaning, Shita Samaral in the Gurariya, that you only bring older children. And what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is, even though the Pasuk has to learn, but why do you have to learn the Beis HaMikdash? Let them learn at home. Why do you have to carry and schlep them? And that the Gemara says, "Kidei liten schar lemiviehem." Okay. So according to Shita, the truth is Shita Samaral and the Ramban only bring Tanim, which are Igia lechinuch. However, the Shita Zorachaim Hakodesh, and that is the Shita. Also, the Minchas Chinuch, and that's the Shita Samarsho, that you bring even little tiny children. So the question is two things. Number one, why do you bring teeny tiny children if they can't understand? So what's the purpose? And not only that, here the Torah tells you to bring taf, according to the Marsho, to why you bring teeny tiny children, or according to the, what you call the Maral, why do you have to schlep them? Why can't you learn in your place? To get a schar to carry them, to bring them forward. Why is this a mitzvah here? This is the only place that you have a schar l'mivim. Aliyah l'regel, you don't have to. Why is liten schar l'mivim dafka here? Okay, that's the question. Not only that, there is a Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi has a gears of Ella. The one says, noshim, or noshim boim lilmoit, noshim boim lishmoa. But why the children? So the Gemara says, Ella. So it's Vashem Neapech, that no, it's not only children. From the children, you see that the mitzvah is not to come and learn. The mitzvah is not to come in here. The mitzvah is to bring yourself over. Why? So now the kasha is not only Ketanim, it's only the what you call it. The mitzvah is on everybody. What's the idea here? So to answer all of this, we have to understand what the Zohar says. The Zohar says in the Day of Rosh Hashanah that says the Shunamis, she goes to Elisha and says, Elisha asks her, Hayesh ledaber Allah el HaMelech, should I talk, intercede on your behalf to the king? And the Zohar says, what is talking about? It's talking about the Day of Rosh Hashanah. And in the Rosh Hashanah, he says the midah, that's the midas hamelach, the midas hamalchus of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is this gal, which is melach hamishpat. And he asked her, should I bring anything for the melach? And she says, betoy chami anoich yoshaves. So says the Zohar, the idea is that for you to be zoich in the malchus, she didn't want to be brought individually by Elisha, because the only way to be zoich is to be betoy chami anoich yoshaves, to be not singled out, but to be part of the tzibur. And therefore, the Zohar says that tefillah has to be done as part of the tzibur. What's the pshat? The emek, the amkus hadavar is because to be zoich to be das malchus. Malchus can only be as klal Yisrael, as a unit, as a tzibur, as a community, not as individuals. And the idea is because ein melech belo am. The malchus is not a bunch of individuals. He can make a melech on that. Melech always is the concept that the melech is meached am. Like the Rambam says, Sefer HaMitzvos, what's The melech is mekabetz nidochenu, is the one that puts us together. That's what the Ram says. The Ram says also, what's the sign of Mashiach? The Ram, in Perek Tes Hilchos Melachim, is mekabetz nitche Yisrael. The melech is the one that puts it together. Vos meitos means the midas hamalchus is putting klal Yisrael together. And that's what the Shari Oira quotes. Shari Oira says the midas hamalchus is also called Knesset Yisrael. And that's what the Zohar always says, that the Midas HaMalchus, the Heachron is connected Knesset Yisrael, which means, because what's Midas HaMalchus? Midas HaMalchus is that there's no I. The I is a Kudosh Baruch Hu, that's why Midas HaMalchus is also called Ani. So there's no I individual, it's all a community, because a community is the one that's Megala Kudosh Baruch Hu. Individually can never be Megala Kudosh Baruch Hu, because a Kudosh Baruch Hu is above any individual understanding. Only the collective understanding can represent a Kudosh Baruch Hu. So the tzibur is the one that brings a Kudosh Baruch Hu. So for you to be zoich hadidin has to be that you have betoiras tzibur. And that's why hayesh ledaber achel melech. Mimela the mitzvah's hakel. What's the mitzvah's hakel? The mitzvah's hakel is to bring klal Yisrael together. After the Shemitah, I mean, as we spoke about, the whole idea of Shemitah is breaking the I into the we. This idea that a person cannot take the Tevuah kederach habaylim, he can only take it as a shliach habezdin for the whole community. It doesn't belong individually, it belongs to the community as a community. Shemitah's ksofim is the same idea. Either, like we saw in the name of the Avdenezer, that the idea is that you cannot have loans to each other, because you cannot lend each other, because there's no individuals, it's all a community together, and therefore you can't owe within the community. Or like Rabbi Shapira says, the same idea, the same way you're not allowed to extract as a bailim, as an ani from the earth, you're not allowed to extract anything from an individual as an ani. You can only take it betoiras tzibur, because this is the gilui of klal Yisrael, that there is no I. The I is a Kudosh Baruch Hu, there's only a we. And that's why you can only collect betoiras bezdin with the prusbon. That combination of the idea of Shemitah and the actual experience, it comes from Hakel, that everybody gets together, hanoshim, hanoshim, vatafim, who could be me'achet? It's only the melech. And therefore the mitzvah is the melech. Not because of the Dina Malchus, because Malchus, and that's what the Rabbeinu Bechai says beferush, that why is the melech? Because this is the gilui of Midas Malchus, so is Borah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech. The gilui of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only come when we act as a nation together. And therefore the one who could bring it together is the melech. The melech is always called the Achadam, because the melech is the one that represents Klal Yisrael and puts it all together. That's why the melech is the one that brings together the mekabetz nidochenu. Dafka melech can do the mitzvah hakel, which is the gemar and the culmination of Shemitah. Mimela, you have to understand something. The chidush of Torah is that here Torah is not the realization or the self-fulfillment of individuals, but is the self-fulfillment of the community. So therefore, every individual's role is what he brings to the community, is what you bring, what you contribute for the klal Yisrael. So v'meila, the niten schar lemivieyem is the gilui here, because it's to realize that all of us, when we come to listen to Torah, we don't come to individually learn or to be individual shlomiach. From the taf, you realize that what you're doing is bringing us to Klal Yisrael, meaning it's our contribution to the Klal, is not individual. So that's why Shemitah Davka by Hakel is the one that teaches you the idea of Liten Schar Lemivayim. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua was so happy about that word, because Rabbi Yeshua is the one that individuals can be Mechadesh Torah. And the whole idea is that the Chidush HaTorah, the contribution, is not what you bring to yourself, is not the Chidush or your self-fulfillment, is what you bring, what is Schar Lemivayim. That's why Davka here is Schar Lemivayim. So we merely could understand by Tkiya Shofar. By Tkiya Shofar, there was a Sofek, or according to the Rambam, or according to Rabbi Haigo, and there were different communities, different things. And this created a split that each one blew in a different way. And Shofar, which is an expression of Malchus, needs Klal Yisrael to be together. And therefore, Rebbe Bo was mesaken that Klal Yisrael, now you have to respect each other. And the Chidush is that this Liten Schar Lemivayim is Mamish Tkiya Shofar, because you today have 30 koilas, three different sets of tkiyas, that even though your minhag and your tradition is one way, you have to accept it to it as vada when somebody else does it. That ichu, that you need each other, that each one is contributing something to the community. It's not individual self-fulfillment, but the self-fulfillment of the community that everyone contributes. That's the hiskin abbao bikisrin, the dafka by tkiya shofar, you should relate and you should concern, you should take value of everybody's minhag. And therefore, betoeras vadai and not betoeras sofek. That you need somebody else who's not you. That diversity is what's needed, because that's the gilui midas of Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We merely could understand why this care about Bekisrin. The more in Megillah, Davov, says, Kisiv Yerushalayim, if one goes up and one goes down, because Amala, Chareva, Loim, Loim, Mat. Kisri represents ultimately Esav, the Achiza of Esav in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the opposite of Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Ve'akron Teoker Zu Kisri. So the Marsho says there are six sorry plishtim, the one in the Il Treifus, and there is the Gemara says only there's only five. There's one sixth. It's called Ivim. Ovim, the Gemara says the Gemara, those are the Bnei Esav that came. So says the Marsho, the Bnei Esav of the Ovim are the ones who came to Kesaret, to Kisri, and because Kisri is Ekron, and Ekron is one of the Arya plishtim, and the one who came is Eliphaz ben, what you call, ben Amalek. So Dafka Eliphaz, the son of Amalek, is the one, because that's the Shpitz Amalek. That's the Shpitz one, the Shpitz, what you call, the Shpitz Esav. Esav is the one who was Machri Eretz Yisrael. That's Kisri, right, not from the Kesar, because of Sinas Chinam. Rabbi Bobi Mesakin Tasha Tarat, that we are not only that you don't choose among them, that you have to give a value of something that's not yours, that is the tikkun of Kisri. We all know that the idea of the stealing of the brochas, the tapuach bidvash that we have, is our isgabrus, the Guru says in Shulchan Aruch, is this gabrus neged Esav. This gabrus neged Esav is Esav was machriv the bais because of our sin as chinam, that we are not keeping the idea of malchus or bringing together. Rabbi Bo, Rabbi Mesakin, Tashat, Tarat, and Tashrat, was Mesakin that pilug in Klal Yisrael, which is the concept of Kamtz and Bar Kamtz, that each one is a separate group, and he putting it together, that's a tikkun in Kisri. That's Iskin Rababau with Iskin, not only Takona, he's a Loshon Tikkun. He was Mesak in Kisri. That's why in Kisri, Davka, the tikkun of Kisri, the tikkun Agolus, is Tkiya Shofar with all the different koilos to show that we know and how we depend and need each other. That's why it's interesting, that's called Ovim with an ayin. So Rabbi Chavar says very sharp, because you know that Iva Lemoishav Lohi, Iva Lemoishav Aleph Vav Hei is Keneged Amolek, Aleph of Kise, and Vav Hei of the Shem, Hashem, which is Ko, right, which is the Sem. Iva Lemoishav Lohi is what he took, and he changed the Aleph to an Ayin, to the Pilug, the Shivi Mumis. That's what Esav does. Our Tikkun is to bring it to the Ichud. That's a Tikkun of Rabbi Bohu. The Tikkun of Rabbi Bohu is the Tikkun of Shofar, which is Tikkun of Malchus. And in this year, which is the of Hakel, is the one that our avoid is to see what can we bring to the Tzibur and not how we succeed individually.